We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. We have Lisa Lanier on the line today. Lawyer Up is the segment. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Doing very well. Thank you. Here's the first story now. From the UK, a dad there says he ate a ham roll at a Christmas market in 2017, immediately got stomach cramps, fever, vomiting, and diarrhea, and has not stopped passing gas since. Every 3 minutes, he passes gas and has for all these years. So he's suing the Christmas market for $240,000, the equivalent of $240,000 American. What do you think, Lisa? Is he going to win this? The man cannot stop flatulating. Talk to us.
I just don't think he's asking for enough money, because to me, 5 years of... 5 years of uncontrollable farting is worth more than $240,000, don't you think?
You hear that, Kelly?
Lisa, I don't like that word.
If you remember nothing else from this show.
I just had to say it. Please. I had to figure out a way to say it, right?
Move to strike.
You were avoiding it. You were clearly avoiding the key word in the story.
Flatulating?
I won't say that word. I refuse. You think he should get more money than $240,000.
Well, now, so here's the thing. The problem is, he says in his legal pleadings that he was diagnosed with salmonella. A bunch of people got sick from these ham sandwiches. And so the health department came out, and what they found was E. coli. They didn't find salmonella. So if he was diagnosed with salmonella, that may be a problem, because what was found was E. coli. Uh-huh. So he's going to have a proof issue, I think. But he clearly got something, okay. And it's bad.
How interesting, because he got something, but it's the wrong thing. Could he have got what he got? Maybe if I was his attorney, if I was the attorney for the restaurant, I would say, whatever he got that caused him to flatulate for 6 years, he got somewhere else.
Yeah. That's right. He's got to prove he got it there. So, you know.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
I'm sorry. Did you say flatulate?
Tooting.
I would say poot, but I will not say that otherwise.
I say toot or poot.
I can't stand it.
Toot or poot.
And of course, it is on record that Lisa sent me one of those vile letters about 3 months ago. She had a staffer write it out on her letterhead, and it just had that word that I hate. I got a postcard today, Lisa, from London that had that word on it from Tower of London.
Cleverly hidden.
Very cleverly hidden within the text of the postcard.
I'm going to Iceland in August. Maybe I'll
send you
a little toot from abroad.
A frozen toot.
You know what I have heard,
a Reykjavik fart.
I have heard, Lisa, that when people go to Iceland, you know, a lot of them go to the baths, the springs.
Mm-hmm.
But they smell like farts because it's all sulfur.
They do. They smell like sulfur. They say, you know, get a cheap bathing suit, and because you go immediately from the airport to the Blue Lagoon. And they say just bring a cheap bathing suit that you can throw away because it's going to smell terrible.
No kidding.
It stinks like flatulence.
It's come from the bowels of the earth.
Sulfur from the bowels of the earth. That's right.
The earth is farting through Iceland.
Now, Lisa, let me ask you, have you ever passed gas in the Dead Sea? Because earlier this week, a basketball coach, he's taking the team to Israel, Bruce Pearl, the coach of the Auburn Tigers, and he said, whatever you do when you get in the Dead Sea, don't pass gas because it's incredibly painful because of all the salt in the Dead Sea.
We couldn't have figured out.
So I'm just wondering if you've ever done that. You're a world traveler.
No, I've never done that. Never done that.
All right.
Or you think the sea's dead.
Okay. Awful. This next story is from Hollywood. It involves Sylvester Stallone and the rights to the movie Rocky and the sequels and the movie Creed, which is coming out. I'm going to need you to explain it because I accidentally printed it in too small a font.
So what I...
Yeah.
You got the wrong glasses.
That's what you sent me. It was pretty small, too. I had to Google it.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
See that? That was an accident. I know. That's an accident. And so I'm wearing my tortoiseshell glasses, and I can't.
Wrong magnification.
Bad magnification. Now, I remember we did the story already. It seems like he's suing Erwin Winkler's estate because Erwin Winkler kept too much of the money from Rocky, and Stallone says, this is my money. I want my money back. How does it work, Lisa? What is he fighting for?
Yeah, he's saying that he was cheated out of the equity stake in the ongoing profits from the whole Rocky and the Creed, you know, because he was behind in that spinoff of the Creed series. So yes. He's saying that he should have gotten residuals over time from that, and he did not. But what Erwin Winkler's crowd is saying that, no, you had a very... contract, and you wanted all your money up front. He, for every one of those movies, he was paid tens of millions of upfront fees, which is unusual. They don't often give, you know, they tend to give, you know, you get some money up front, but then you get a lot of your compensation over time. And he flipped it, and they said he did that by design. So it's just going to come down to what the contract said. And if he negotiated that and said he wanted his money up front, that's too bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I feel like Rocky's going to lose here, Stallone.
Yeah, that's a bad feeling for him, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see, I didn't even print it, but I just, someone sent it in, P1 sent it in, that they're doing a Drago spinoff.
I just saw that. Yeah, that
like Ivan Drago's kid.
That character.
To get a backstory.
From Rocky IV, they're doing more with Rocky, you know? I remember.
Can I help?
Well, maybe. I don't know. There, the line in it, I remember he said some very bad things about Winkler's family. And now I'm trying.
He did. He said he was like a pointed tongued devil or serpent. That's it. Or something.
Oh, serpent. Right, yeah. Right, right, called him a serpent. Right, right, that's right.
You can't do that.
Yeah. I'm glad you said it because my arm's not long enough for me to get it out far enough for me to read
it.
Call him a serpent tongued devil or something. All those family members. There's also another story today. Now, this hits much more close to home. I'm a self checkout person. I go through the line at the grocery store, and very often I will self-checkout. Biggie, too. I'm a Walmart man. And so when I go through Walmart, you all said they herd you in there like cattle to the self-checkout. Yep. And now I'm reading that they're really cracking down on shoplifting, and a lot of people accidentally shoplift at Walmart or self-checkouts because they forget it's in the buggy. We're not pros at this. And we leave something rolling around in the buggy, and then you get to the door, and they get you for shoplifting. And it's really causing problems for people who really don't realize they're shoplifting. Has this become a big problem across America, Lisa?
It has. Not only people who inadvertently shoplift, like you're talking about with your item that you didn't remember was on the bottom of the cart or whatever.
Right.
They're also getting innocent people. Because what they're doing is if the inventory numbers come up low on an item, then they're reviewing the film of self-checkout, and they're going after anyone who bought that item at around the time period that the inventory dropped lower than it should have been per what was paid for.
Wow.
And the burden is then on that person. It's kind of how, unfortunately, it shouldn't be that way, but the way law enforcement's looking like, look, they've got you on video stealing this, VCR or whatever on the bottom of your cart.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going, so now show your receipt. Well, who keeps their receipt,
Well, wait a minute now. Two things. One, I keep every receipt on a spindle in our house. We do that. Thank you. Two, a VCR, a bit dated.
Yeah, it is. I was thinking of something that's flat. That's a little dated. Bad example.
Yeah.
That's a Dave Aiken reference.
That's a Dave Aiken dating game.
Well
right
done,
there.
Lisa. I like it.
What's replacing VCR?
Well, TVs are thinner.
Well, television. It's all streaming now. It's all streaming.
But you see,
Apple TV.
You give them that. They have your info. I mean, I can see where Lisa's coming from because then they time it and they say, this is the time frame, these 2 days is when things fell off.
Yep.
And then they get you and they've got your info because you slide that damn card across the thing.
Yeah.
Or put your phone number in.
Let me tell you what I've done many times, Lisa. Accidentally, I have stolen a can of almonds, that's $3.99. I like some of those smokehouse.
I know what you like.
Okay.
You may have heard the story. It's called Les Miserables.
It's
a French version.
I accidentally steal those. And I'm so guilt-ridden about it that the next time I go in, I will swipe that twice and put it in the bag. Or I will take something that's similarly priced and pay for it twice. I make sure of that.
To mess up inventory, not once, but twice.
But to pay my fair share. Is that the right thing to do, Lisa?
It is. I'll tell you, just stay away from that self-checkout next time, though. It's really not.
I mean,
you don't have a choice a lot of times.
Yeah, that's true.
There are fewer checkers.
That's right. They really direct you to the self-checkout these days. Mm-hmm. They do.
I hate them. I refuse. I literally walked out of a small shop where there was just one little kiosk, and there was an employee there sort of doing a little bit of nothing, like putzing around.
Mm-hmm.
And so I walk up to the register with my few little things, and I'm like, can I check out? And she goes, you have to use self-checkout. I was like, screw this. I just walked out.
Get out of here.
You don't work there.
Yeah.
Look
not
at
doing it.
Yeah, we had a call recently. We had a call recently from a woman who said, I don't work here. I'm not going to be the self-checkout. I'm not going to check myself out because I don't work here.
But at the same time,
yeah.
Why are these stores so surprised that people are stealing at self-checkouts? I mean, when you came up with the idea of even putting that in your store, you know damn good and well what's going to happen at some point.
Well, this gentleman here has a he has a way to beat the system.
You know, when I'm going through the self-checkout, it's, you know, if I'm scanning, if it bangs, it bangs. If it doesn't bang, it doesn't bang. And then if somebody says something to me, I'm like, hey, you know, like, what do you want me to do? I don't know.
It's your machine.
How many, so theoretically, how many passes, let's say you have?
You know, and then, you know, you bag it all up and you got your receipt and you walk by. It's like, hey, what are you going to do?
You got a jar of peanut butter. How many times do you pass it over the beeper if it doesn't beep?
Once.
One shot.
Well, no, that's just plain stupid.
That's you, Lisa. He's not going to be part. He's not going to be
part. Get out of here. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Not his job. Lisa Lanier, our official attorney at the Two Guys Named Chris show. She's on with us every week at this time for Lawyer Up. Always great to have you, Lisa. Mm-hmm. Good to hear from you, as always.